The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Gotta love that.
He is the boss man.
Oh, my God.
It works.
It Dude. Works.
Yeah, boys. I mean, right on cue. Oh,
like, God. For real. I'm like The Rock right now with the cadets.
I'm not brown nosing getting him a chair.
Yeah, you are.
Can I hear that again?
No.
Please.
During the commercial. That sounded great. Did you hear the beginning? I suppose.
I didn't really hear it. It was more of a calling. It was. I was just brought into the studio.
You felt it.
I felt it.
You want to play it for Mark?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's hear it.
Well, I got to give him some headphones. He's a guest.
Oh, give him the guest phones. Mark, those headphones have been worn by...
You know how to plug those in, big guy?
Damian Priest.
Training.
Gunther. You know, both of those guys, world champions. Jeremy Clements, he won a race once.
He
did. Yeah. Well, he's won many races.
Many.
But hopefully he wins some full-size ones as well.
You ready for a little sample here?
Behold.
This guitar shreds right here, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Play this at the Olympics. Like, this will bring the world together. Imagine all those hands in the air.
I see the response. It would take him a while to make his way to the ring. You know?
I believe. Look at this part here. And Mark Hendricks is so good.
It is good.
It is.
This last part, too, is... I'm a little Mark Hendricks, and Mark Hendricks is the boss man.
Wow. The best part.
You should have them play that when you go in for meetings.
So inspiring.
Isn't that good? Hey, yep. Do you know where our damn award is?
No.
No, for real.
Just jumps right into it.
It was right over there under the lamp.
I got no clue.
Okay, we came in Monday. Fat Boy noticed it first.
Yeah, first one.
Because that's
here.
Where he sits. The award for...
We wanted to eliminate it. That's why it was under the lamp.
Yeah. What was it? Best radio show in South Carolina.
So what? It was there Monday, and now it just showed up?
No, it was not there Monday.
It wasn't there Monday.
That's where we kept it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't here when you walked in.
Right. Yeah.
And this is the first time I'm hearing about it?
Well, I guess you don't listen. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, wow. Look. Those are his opinions.
Yeah, those are your opinions.
They don't reflect my company or my employees or coworkers.
But we have protocols here, Matt, man. Okay, there are protocols.
Get back on the air, Mark. Get voice.
God. Can we play the song again?
I know how you won your wife over. I mean, you just probably called her.
Can we settle something?
What are you doing right
now? Settle what?
Who does the best Mark Hendricks impersonation between Matt and myself?
Well, let's hear him.
Let's hear him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's your impression.
You got anything for me?
Let me know when you're going to start.
Let me know when you're going to start. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like the guy. When you're talking about football or whatever, and there's like a player or something like that, you know, Mark will be like, "Yeah, you don't like it? I like the guy." And he throws his hands up in the air. I like the guy.
That's what the impersonation is. Just, you know, a couple sayings here, there.
It's like a little macho man, Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We threw that in there.
Like, Fat Boy.
Yeah, excited for the Cowboys coming up. Yeah, saw the new doc a couple episodes in. Talking about Irv and Troy and everybody else.
See, he's got more.
I tell you off toward the end to kind of, you know.
They both suck, fellas. Oh. Keep working at it.
We'll get there.
My Stone Man's better than my Mark Hendricks.
Oh, the Stone Man. Do your Stone Man.
I love it, man. Just hanging out, talking about radio, watching TV.
Jesse James Dupree is better than that.
Oh, that was a moment, too. Man, that's one that'll never die, brother.
Hey, can we get him on the show, by the way?
Yeah, next week.
Okay, good. That guy, he's just a bunch of, like a lot of hollering, but you understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
When he talked, but that
Mr. Big Time Know It All.
What do you call it? Is it vibrato? Like, what do you call that? What is that?
Tourette's,
called?
Maybe.
No. That, like, you're not really. You're talking and you're enunciating, but you're talking from your chest more than you are your mouth.
Guttural.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Guttural.
Well, he's been doing this for
decades.
Yeah.
All right.
Time.
So
when you were dancing Mark Hendricks, did you ever like dance at events?
No, that was so anti-Mark
you
Hendricks.
You hate me for mentioning that. Much. That
was so anti against what I believe in life.
No UB40 in the background?
No. He was disco before it was cool.
So the award, like that's even though it had our name, it had the company's name, everyone's name, so that's stolen property now.
Well, okay, so it's missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did he get reclaimed? Like, is that possible?
Well, first off,
did they recount and
back.
Decide that we didn't win?
Well, first off, I did a recount. I did a count at the awards ceremony. There were two of the three. Where were you, fat boy?
Oh man. I was going to have to, like, you know, go to the hospital.
Why?
It's how bad I was sick.
Really?
It's like a bad rash from the couch.
Something suddenly came up.
Spreads up the leg. You ever heard of couch rash, Mark?
No.
It's a real thing.
I don't even want to visualize that.
God, couch.
I don't know how to get to Columbia for real.
Good Lord.
Yeah. He hates the Gamecocks so much.
I can't
he just,
go.
He just
can't drive that way.
I got warrants for real.
Holy crap. Why do you not in more? Why? I mean, like in here. Like it's been, I was said, fat boy, look on our archives. And see, do you know when the last time you were on air on this show was?
It's all tied around my song.
No.
Okay. If I hear the song, it's a calling.
No, but I mean, do you realize?
No, it's been a long time.
How long ago? What year would you say it was you were last on the air?
Yeah, guess.
Probably before COVID.
It was before COVID.
Although I was here every day.
Yeah, you
but
were.
We had to stay.
Why are you winking at me right now? No, we were. We were all hardcores during COVID, by God. We
couldn't be around each other, but we were all in here.
We were here. We'd holler at each other down the hall and pass notes and whatnot.
That's right.
What was said?
2018.
There? 2018.
The hole in the wall.
The hole in the wall was the last time.
How come it's always... Yeah. Based around controversy or things that problems.
When Fatboy said that, I was like, there is no way it's been that long. He's like, yes, it has been. And then I was like, last time he was in the studio, okay, that was off the air. Remember when he was playing the fart sound, you had to come in and scream
out. That wasn't on the air. Now I did come in for that one.
That became a story of lore that was, on the show.
You want to reenact that, by the way?
That was one of the, I've been in fear of losing my job, but I've never been like scared of you. But that day. That door slung open. And these doors are not easy to sling open.
Right,
it's almost bank vaultish. That door. If I may, I know my impression's not as good as Fat Boy's. They both suck, but cut it out. Pause. I'm serious. Oh, my God.
Did you think it was like a little slip up when you heard the one? Or because it was...
You just went nuts on playing fart sounds.
It was over a sponsored segment. We had advertising tied to it. It was a serious segment. And here's Fat Boy just being salacious. And
that's our
boy. It was a lot.
It's ridiculous. So.
And I tell you, man.
I thought that was the end that day.
I felt like you're, not because you're, the boss, but like I felt in that day like you were the parental role and we were the kids. Like we got caught staying up late or something, Like it is 2 o'clock in the damn morning.
you need to go to bed.
That flung open. I was like, oh no.
I know. And there was no, hey, what do you guys say? Cut it out. Pause. I'm serious.
He gave you the dad.
I thought it was going to be like, don't even come back tomorrow. Go home.
Go home.
There's no terse verbiage in there whatsoever. Just cut it out.
Verbatim. No. Cut it out. Pause.
It was the dad look that scared us all.
Yeah, it had a nice edit to it.
It might have been.
That was passion. That's passion for the professionalism, Mark. I appreciate it.
There you go. So okay.
Yes.
I guess we need to sit down, and discuss this at 10 o'clock. We need to figure out what's going on.
No, we don't.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah, we got it out of the way.
Just so you know, Fatboy, the company is not going to eat the costs in replacing the award. And
if it's gone?
After looking at you, I think you've been eating a few costs here lately, too.
Look! He's going to go on that
10 o'clock.
Oh, man. I just high-fived him.
I feel like I should complain
to
HR.
That was good, Mark.
Wow.
That
was good.
That voice, though, for real.
He walked me off with an insult.
Like, he walked... Think about that. What other boss gets to walk in with a theme song And then, and this isn't just like a meeting. We're on the radio live. By the end of this, million plus people are going to hear it. He just walked out and high-fived
her.
I don't know if she's okay. Let's ask her. Annie, are you okay, Annie?
Okay. Hey,
Annie. Oh, Betsy, you've never heard that one before, have you?
Well, Annie's not my real name. So
I know. That's why I'm saying that, because you made up a fake name, and that's fun. And considering
I like the name.
What you're doing here little today, Annie. You and I get it. I'm not a mid either, or a whatever. What's basic? What do you call a guy? Basic butthole? Basic bitch. Basic bastard.
He's a bitch boy.
I'm not that. I wouldn't just want to come on and be anonymous. I'd come up with some kind of alter ego as well. So I truly appreciate that. I think it's cool. Annie must be some name of a woman you don't like or something. I would imagine. But anyway, look, I've read into it. I know it. All right. So not your real name, but you're protecting your identity because this is what Annie, I'm air quoting, you can't see me right now, but Annie says everyone around her area, talking about her town, listens to us. So, Annie, good morning, and I agree with you. Thank you.
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, everyone loves your show. I love your show. I even listen to every show when I'm out of town. So, yes. Yeah. But I've got kind of like an unusual, one-of-a-kind name. Like, if I said it, people would instantly know that I'm me.
Oh, you're a creator, like, or an influencer.
No, I'm not famous or anything, but it's like having a name as rare as like Oprah or Elvis. Like, you hear it once, you never forget it. So Annie today.
Like Pele.
No.
Hey, you can name
I like Annie.
Although the Mexicans will name their kids Jesus all day, but you won't find a white person who
Jesus
does.
Mate.
You won't do that. And he's going to be good for the Brewers. Jesus Mate. It reads as Jesus made, and I like it. So, okay. Well, Annie, it is. That's fine.
Now, she don't have a name like Cabbage Patch or Moon Pie.
Now I know. That's what I want to know is like what the real name is that is so rare.
Okay. It's not as bad as those, but Annie okay. works for today.
So,
Annie,
well, God, are you an orphan? No, I'm just kidding. Let's get into why you're here. You and your husband, this great man, you had a deal. You said, by the way, she's pregnant. Congratulate her, Paige.
Congratulations.
Paige didn't make
the
shower.
Thank you.
If the deal was that if the baby was a girl, you would pick the name, and if it's a boy, your husband gets to pick.
Yeah, that's totally right. And we just found out we're having a boy.
So, I mean, congrats, but, I mean, you did lose the bet.
I mean... Be honest, though, you're like awesome. Annie, if you have more than two kids or more than one kid, I should say, you know, people are going to say, oh, you can't have a favorite, but down deep you will. So be honest, when you found out you were having a boy, were you a little bummed?
I mean, of course not. I'm really excited, but I mean, well, maybe just like a tiny little bit.
See, you're honest.
Yeah.
That's what you know, and I have to think about this. Like, I have two grandsons now.
Thank you.
I had a best friend, but now he's got a little brother, so I can't have two women. They all have two best friends. No.
They're going to gang up on you anyway when they get older. Yeah.
They will hate me when they're teens. But it's like, I told Jasper, the oldest, I was like, look, you're always going to be my favorite. And there's a reason behind that. I've known you longer.
You can't do that.
You have to. It makes perfect sense. Okay. Fair enough, though, on the way you did that. What? Tell everyone, because we've already, you know, built in the audience, that the name that he came up with, he lied to you about it. So what name did he land on?
Atticus.
See, okay, that's not bad, because a buddy of mine who's likely listening to this show right now, he and his sweet wife, and I think they have eight kids now, they have a son with that name. I like Atticus. Are you thinking, though, like, and I have a good reason for thinking this, but are you thinking, like, he's going to, I don't know if I say this, come out of your womb, like, wearing, like, a pocket watch and suspenders, you know? General Atticus, report to the front line.
I mean, that is like an old man name.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
Like a Civil War name.
Kind of is.
Yeah, no, 100%. And my husband told me it was his great-great-grandfather's name. But his sister later told me the truth. That was not their great-great-grandpa's name. Atticus is actually his favorite Pokemon character.
God dang. That was not what I was expecting.
That's great. Wow.
So he passed this off as a, not historical, like a heritage kind of thing, but it's really from a freaking cartoon.
Kid's first word is going to be, you know, Snorlax, Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Charizard.
Many
Charmander.
Others. Or a freaking Squirtle.
Squirtle. Like, hey,
what would your girl name have been? Like, trainer?
Yeah, that's fair. So I feel like most girls pick that out really early on. They know. Yeah. I've always wanted to name my daughter Agnes, and I'm really want to meet her.
No, that is terrible. It's like somebody. Agnes sounds like a lady who smells like mothballs.
God,
I mean, for real,
baby.
It does.
It's not going to be an elderly baby.
That's it. Was my grandmother's name? God rest her soul.
That's a good name.
Ah, God,
boy, shame.
See, what you probably know, Annie and everyone listening, Fat Boy, I'm usually the one who puts my foot in my mouth. We should start some kind of club for saying the worst things at the worst times. That was a little awkward. Sorry, Annie.
Yeah, I mean, look, my bad. Assuming this.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much should feel bad. She died on 9/11.
Oh my gosh.
That's got to be like a coincidence at that point.
God. Was she God bless. I'm sorry. Was she in the towers or in one of the planes?
Oh, no, not that 9/11. No. September 11th, 2024. So it'll be 1 year next month.
Okay.
Never forget.
You got to admit right now, you know you did that on purpose, woman. You evil. And that was funny as hell.
I like it if you did it.
That was twisted. That was good. Oh, God, are you crying now or snorting something?
Are you farting?
No, I'm snorting.
Okay.
What?
I'm trying to hold it in.
This one's a character.
Also,
I like her.
I am pregnant, so a lot of things do go on over here.
True.
A lot happening.
Yeah, most women like eating like sardines and ice cream. She does Coke now. It's crazy.
Wow.
All right.
You're fine.
So, since you know the real story, but he doesn't know that you know, since his sister, so you got some leverage. So
the kid's going to run out.
You want to know how you can get him back in a fun little way. Because, I mean, it would have likely went through that if you didn't find out.
I knew a pit bull named Atticus. You can tell him that.
Oh, what a fun thing.
And Annie, my dog is
wasn't that
my
the Mark Twain
name
guy?
Is Annie.
Was that Mark Twain? Not the one about the boat, but the other one.
I'm just thinking of To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's it. Tequila.
Atticus Finch.
Tequila. Okay. Send out a family group text to like everybody in his family and say, we've decided on the name. We're so excited about baby Atticus Squirtle. And then just see who calls first.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. His mom, she would completely freak. I don't even think she would respond. She would, like, drive over to our house, and she's got a bad heart, so that could be risky.
Wait till the kid puts on some weight.
You can
Fatticus.
Call him little Addie. Or Cuss.
You do have to. No. See, she made up a name, Annie, and I've already made innuendos. She might be an orphan. So it's for real. Let's do this. We will. I know you said you had to, God bless, it's like, okay, you said you had to be off by 8:45, which you got 1 minute before you got to hang up. But we'll come up with some ideas and then get you on next week. And because I'd love you to call him on the show and do some kind of live Truth and Consequences kind of prank or whatever.
Do it that way.
I mean, I don't know if that would, I don't know. He's seriously an introvert. Like, dude's life used to be Pokemon, so he would really be upset if I embarrassed him on here.
That's part of the darn payback, though. Like, let us know. I know you got to go. Thank you for calling in, and congratulations for real. And that was a good little thing on the 9/11 thing.
was
your
really
grandma not really dead, or she is dead?
No. That's real.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Sorry again, then.
Oh,
all
right. My goodness.
Thank you so much. You have a good day. We'll talk at you, okay?
All right. I really, really appreciate it. This was so much fun.
Thank you, ma'am.
Could you get up for that if that was the intro every day?
Yes.
Could I get up for this song?
Yeah, like, you know, motivated, like, hey, let's do a show.
No.
Yeah, I can see that.
To do it for you?
Nah, well, I don't think music really does that for me. I can't think of a song that's like, hell yeah, let's get going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, I used to,
and you know, obviously looking back, it didn't work. But me and my friend would go get in the car for the football game and listen to Hell's Bells.
Oh my God! Yeah. Well, we did have that one song.
It didn't work though. It didn't work.
Oh boy.
Gentlemen, do what you got to do to go get motivated. Yeah. And come back.
Yeah. It depends on the person. Some people it's a cup of coffee. Some people it's a spliff. Some people it's knowing they can leave home. You know, maybe they're on house arrest. They can only work.
Oh my God! I can't believe we have the song that we used to, I guess, get us up back in the day.
Oh God. See, that's embarrassing. I like Counting Crows.
Just to throw it on and ride around.
Oh.
Before practice. Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala. Yo, mom's getting laid tonight. Switch the roll tight, got spray. I hit the highway.
No, that's painful.
All right, let's go. Let's go to practice now.
Let's
go. Is this why you lost? I just want to say.
We were sagging our football pants, actually, is what happened. Wearing chains during the game.
Yeah, did you ever put the tail pad in?
Yeah, they made us. God. They checked us.
The tail pad.
Yeah.
You had a cup of the tail pad. No wonder why you couldn't run.
They cared about your knees and your thighs. Yeah. The pads that you put in the pants.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then there was one that looked like a thick tampon.
It really did.
It was about the size of a burrito, flat, and it went down this slit that was in the pants. And if you're a big boy like me, and I have no ass, and we clearly over the years proved that.
Got no ass.
Got no ass on me. That thing would separate the crack a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind.
It's not comfortable.
I know. It's like splitting your crack like yay
it's
wild.
It's like wearing a pig thong.
No, you ain't into that.
These pads get passed down from year to year.
Yeah.
No.
There's no new pads.
That's so unsanitary.
It's made of material that doesn't ever clean. See, all the way either.
No, it might be different now.
I'd take mine home and wash them.
Your boo-boo was touching the same thing that somebody else's was.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What's up, Plato's Closet?
I don't know if his boo-boo was, but his asshole definitely was.
You bastard. Give me a mild heart attack.
Can't say bad words on the radio.
No.
We tried that yesterday.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Obama.
But they would check us. I don't know if it was an insurance thing or what, but for liability.
Oh, like your like
hip pads, crack pads.
Oh, yeah.
Thighs, knees.
Cup.
Well,
I'm not going to say I didn't have a coach who'd come give you a little.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God.
We wouldn't wear the cup.
I know, man.
Because when you wore the girdle, the air pocket was so tight, you didn't really need the cup.
It was, yeah, like, has that changed now? Like, do you still wear, like, the traditional cup that is just, it's for the front of your ding-a-ling and the what's wrong? What's up with the side and the back of the balls? There ain't no protection going on that.
His side pad.
It's like that movie where they invented the condom that goes over the boys as well. Like, that's smart.
They got trainers now to even, like, we had, you know who taped us up? The medical students at the career center.
Dude, a senior with us.
It was never
What's
good.
Up, Brandy Laster? She saw all of me.
She did?
Rapping. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling
How
you.
Is that okay?
It was 1993.
I'm cool with it, man.
Well,
it's all good.
It's for science.
She was the girl who we decided at the beginning of the year that if neither one of us was in a situation, we'd go to the prom together.
Nice.
Yeah. She got the situation.
Well, damn.
Was she a good taper?
Yeah, she's good. Yeah.
That's her bio.
She would always ask me, do you shave your legs halfway?
One girl.
Like, no socks do that to my legs. Like, I've never worn no show because I think they're gay. I never wear those shoes. Not gay, but just kind of, I don't know. I don't feel like a man wearing no show socks.
Well, like, I ain't trying to look like Elliot Perry when I go to work either. So.
Some dudes will wear those no show socks that literally just cover the bottom of the toes. Like it's a little,
really?
Little footy. Yeah. Oh, it ain't footy. Even a real sock.
I'd mess those up.
Dude, I saw this video of some guy in Russia said, this is what we have in Russia that Americans don't have. Before you go in a store, you could put your foot on like a Dr. Scholl's looking machine and it will wrap it in like a booty if you have dirty feet.
Really?
And you can just walk wherever. Damn, it's pretty cool.
Well, that's nice.
They Shoals doesn't sound so much. Doesn't sound American anyway.
It's like, I don't like you dirty Russians having that. Yeah. No offense. But, no offense. I got to hate somebody.
I go to the numbers in Bowling Springs.
We were born to hate the Russians.
Well, we kind of were.
It's like Iranians hate us.
I don't hate Russians.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
This is like a bunch of cool stuff they have that we don't have.
Let's have some as customers or something.
No, I know a few Russian ladies, and they're very nice.
They want you to make up my face. No.
Yeah. I know Jeff Koloff.
You're an American bitch. I go to Ultra if you don't make me.
Can't help it if they were born in a country that we don't agree with their politics.
That's true. God, you know what? That is so wild. Because I'm not jumping on the bandwagon, but it is funny, interesting how, you know, we run all this, especially during the Super Bowl. That's when they remind us that we're hateful people. You know, sitting there washing everybody's feet and all that stuff. It's like, oh, y'all so hateful. Hey, love one another. Don't judge anyone on their sexuality or their skin color. But if they're from another country.
Right. Well, they're dead to me.
Oh, I remember.
In the cartoons. I mean, like, that's something you picked up on there. Like, we are from children, just like girls, usually princess, you know, that whole facade, man. Yeah. Stick with football. You'll get there.
One of the other things were public saunas and how they got heated pools throughout the year.
Who did?
This is in Russia.
Oh, in Russia. Yeah. Heated pools throughout the year.
And the, like, public saunas you can just go into.
Yeah, but is, I mean,
for free.
Is that, like, just some tourism video that you saw? Like, or, well, you said a guy told you that.
No, it was a guy, and it was one of these reels that pop up, you know? Oh, you never know. And this guy lives in Russia. He's like, you know, things we have that you don't have.
Yeah.
And, like, a padded door was one of them. Like, oh, okay, you got a padded door.
I can tell you that their women are beautiful, like Russian women.
You know what? That's another. That's used to be.
That stereotype that they're all kind of like big.
Big!
Yeah.
Like, that's the way that I know. German gorgeous. Women were portrayed in movies and stuff over here. Like, German women were all named Helga, and they were be linebackers.
Yeah. I know some Ukrainians and Russian.
I bet they're really Americans that went over there to live.
No, they speak their language, but they're beautiful people, very kind.
If you go through certain eras of female, like 70s Iranian females, that's good too.
19? Like, they were...
that whole decade, the way they dressed.
Okay, I thought you meant 70-year-olds.
You saw a lot more than what you see now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were... I mean, it was... That picture that one time of... God, what's the big city there? And I think it's fine. I don't know anything about that country if we're at war with them. I think we should quit teaching Iranian history. How about that? I'm kidding. I don't care. I don't know if they do or don't.
God, what is it?
I still don't know what a Shah is.
Is that what the...
Is that shorter than or smaller than an Ayatollah?
Is that a title?
Is Shah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You been watching the Shahs of Sunset?
No, I've heard of it. Right?
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, some kind of...
I don't like reality TV, so...
Some of it sucks.
Most of it does.
I don't know that mine came on yesterday.
Mine didn't.
I did. God, it did not.
I don't
watch
think I watched TV
yesterday.
All week, honestly.
Pussy?
I know.
I was watching some of Love Island because that was kind of like my friends were watching it. Oh, my gosh.
See, that's when you're trying hard to make us talk about...
I just don't understand why people like it so much. I'm trying to like it.
But that's the thing. If you don't like something, like I've had, no offense, I've had women for years try to make me retry food that I don't like. I'm 50.
We do that. What is wrong with women?
Why
do we do that?
It is such peer pressure that women give men who, they like, oh, you don't like onions? Try this.
Oh, she like puts one down.
Well,
there?
No, but not my grandma did that to me one time.
Oh my God,
I was pissed.
I would be too. This is inappropriate.
No. Oh no, not what you said. But like lying to me about mayonnaise being in something. She's like, "Do you like that, Matthew?" I was like, "Yeah, that's good. It's got mayonnaise in it." You do like it.
Did you try to purge it immediately? Just start hacking it up.
Probably like I didn't hear that day.
Quit ralphing, Matthew.
Seriously, not an attack on women, certainly. Because I miss my mama and my grandma. And
you love naked women you're not related to.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course.
There's proof.
Leave the onions elsewhere. But
I like cooked onions, not raw.
I like fried onion rings. Yes. I don't like raw ones. You don't like my fajitas cooked in the onions and peppers, but I don't eat them.
Mm-hmm. You don't like a half and half on your... half onion rings, half fries.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like onion rings, but I don't like any kind of like.
There's a bag of them downstairs if you want them.
A bag of onions?
Remember we not onion rings.
Oh,
we
onions.
Did the bit. The onion ring eat off or whatever.
Oh, they're still there.
They're still there.
Okay, God.
They're Nathan's though, so you know they're good.
How old are they? Like 100 years old.
You know what? Let me look. I can look and see when we did that actually.
See, you're that we not you. We are part of the reason why that email goes out once a year.
Yeah, we're feeding.
If you leave food here, you know every job I've ever worked at has that. Like, why have a community refrigerator at work? Because it's such a problem. It's territorial. That weird email will go out every once in a while. I don't care who you are.
Oh, it was.
If you needed a Diet Coke, you could have asked someone for a Diet Coke, not just take my Diet Coke and then act like you didn't take my Diet Coke.
It was June 24th of last year.
Oh, that's not too bad.
They're a year old.
Yeah.
They're still good.
But, you know, like if you don't take them, it's like you said, you get an email and then you hear the voice like, y'all got to clean out the fridge.
Yeah.
It stinks in there so
bad. Did you guys take a Diet Coke out of the fridge?
Yeah, did you guys look? That pizza's been in there for 4 months. But yeah, I don't mean you can take it.
Yeah, cheers now.
It's weird, though.
It still has a smell in the fridge. They'll clean it out, but it still smells like something.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Like hell, even.
Like, have you ever bought... When I got divorced, you let her have all the stuff, or the court tells you to.
That's the truth of it.
So I went and looked at, there was a place in Greer that sold, I shouldn't have said the town, but they sold used refrigerators. And I gotta tell you, they looked great, but you open them up and I feel like I could still smell. Like
other people's food.
Man.
I couldn't.
But yet I'll go jump in a bed in a hotel room that I assume they...
You don't bring your own sheets?
Yeah, right.
I do.
Oh, man.
No. I brought my own pillows.
Not since they started having the Klan rallies here in Greenville.
And I left a good feather pillow in Atlanta.
They're in Spartanburg. Say again?
I bring my own. I don't like using other people's pillows. So I bring my own pillows to the hotel. And I left...
Can you buy marks on them?
I like only... Well, whatever I got to do. I have feather pillows. So I left them in Atlanta. So somebody has some really nice feather pillows.
Well, they're full of bullet holes now.
Probably sure. So.
Yeah. But I'm weird.
Got pillows in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just remind me. You know that story?
What did I remind you of?
Well, somebody used your likeness to get laid.
Yeah.
Well, I had a similar story.
Well, he didn't really use my name. It didn't look nothing like me.
Your likeness.
Wow. That's before social media really became what it was.
So this was a few years ago. I was looking for an appliance, and I was checking places, you know.
Yeah.
You like to check the other places first. Not brand new, but, you know,
yeah.
Like new or worked on.
Oh, yeah.
I went to, he's like, hey, I went to school with Matt, man. I was like, oh, really? He's like, I'm going to give you whatever you want in here for $40.
Wow.
And he had a lot.
Really?
He had some new stuff, too. Like gently used or if it got dinged or whatever.
Yeah.
He acquired it, and I'm still using it now. Like, it's great.
Yeah. Wow.
So thanks for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad I can get people deals on refrigerators and laid in my honor.
Laid about. You think he used it just the one time? I imagine he went back and was like, hey.
It didn't come. It came to me secondhand, and then I wasn't mad. I was just out of curiosity.
I would have been. Like, dude, why did you do that?
It kind of meant like my name had something on it. Like, all right.
I see him popping up in a thought bubble, apologizing, like, I'm sorry, man. Wouldn't have done it again.
She thought it. I didn't tell her.
Dang it.
Yeah. Like, if you're sitting there getting laid, and all of a sudden she calls you the wrong name, you're going to say, wait a minute. That's not.
God. If some chick thought I was The Rock and started flashing me randomly, like, I ain't going to stop her.
Oh, really? You talking about that show that was on Fox in the 90s,
right?
Hey! ROC.
Shout out.
Was that Charles Dutton?
It was Charles Dutton.
Yes, okay, good. Good.
God, that was good.
You like that show?
It was pretty good.
I was more of a, I'd like to hang with Mr. Cooper if I was going to hang with a black teacher. That was the guy for me. I like.
Oh, you're the TGIF.
Yeah. I like to hang with Mr. Cooper.
Did you like Matt Waters? That was Montel Williams.
No. What was that from?
That was he was a teacher in that show. I think it ran for like a couple
Montel?
Seasons. That was Montel? Yeah.
Who was... Okay, yeah, that's right.
Before he dated Kamala.
Kamala, that's right. I was trying to figure out the end.
Mamala to you?
Mamala. Okay. I call her loser. and you know what? She probably calls me the same this morning because I was late.
page.
You weren't.
Yes, I was. Oh. I have to. I woke up in the chair to your phone call. In the chair. Didn't even go to bed. And the TV wasn't even on.
What'd you do?
Fell asleep in the chair.
But nothing?
Were you reading or just sitting there and passed out?
No, I had to woke up with the laptop right there in my lap.
Oh, okay.
Called this morning.
Working.
Yeah.
Kind of. You ever rifle one off and then go to sleep and like, oh, no.
No.
What does that mean, Fat Boy?
Like, you know, forget the cleanup phase.
Oh, that part.
Oh, that one time I put on my pants, the sheets were still in my underwear.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Good morning, Philly Times. This is Donya. I can help you.
Yeah. Can I speak to someone in the newsroom? I want to report a breaking news story.
Sure. One second.
Thank you.
News desk.
This is the news desk?
Yeah, news desk. How can I help you?
You sound like you're in a car right now. I was calling to report a story. I called the newspaper, though, and they transferred me to you. Is this a bad time?
No, I've actually got it. My office line's forwarded to my cell phone. Go ahead. I'm good. Go ahead.
I was wanting to get an interview done on me if I could. I've got something here that I think will change the way people look at religion. I was wanting you to come do an interview for me. I'm down here in Toccoa.
Okay, that sounds... go ahead and tell me what's going on. I mean, what is it?
Well, basically, this past weekend, I had diarrhea real bad. And long story short, throughout the night, I ended up... the bed and you're laughing at that anyway, so I shit the bed, and then the next morning I was cleaning up and I noticed what 100% looks like the image of Christ on my bed sheet now.
This is crazy, man. Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious. So, see, when you look, all these people are coming around. Word has spread around Toccoa that the image of Christ is on my stained bed sheets, and people have already named it Holy Sheet.
So, you've got to be kidding me.
Sir, this is no joke.
What did you eat?
What did I eat? What does that have to do with anything? The fact is, a miracle has happened here, just like in Santa Ana, right here in Toccoa, Georgia. So I want people to know about it, and I want people to make a pilgrimage to my bed.
So you want me to do a story about this? This is what you're asking me to do?
Well, I look at your newspaper. You do all these high school stories and middle school stories. People don't give a about. Why not talk about a religious miracle right here in my bed with my...
You've got to be kidding me.
Holy sheet.
Oh, God.
You have got
to call me. Listen, man, I will document this and I'll do everything I need to do for this.
You won't.
This is great.
You laughing about
great,
it.
This is great, man. But you gotta tell me what you eat. What did you eat to make this happen?
I don't remember what I ate, sir. That's got nothing. We'll talk about that if you guarantee an interview. Otherwise, I'm going to the Today Show or The View with my holy sheet.
This is hilarious. You have got to call me back and give me the rest of this story. I'll be glad to do it. This is hilarious.
You ain't no professional.
Listen, man, you called me about this holy sheet, and I want to do this story. It sounds awesome. And if you'll just call me back when I'm actually at my desk, I'll be glad to do it. You got to call me every day. You're hilarious, man. This cannot be real.
See, people used to laugh at the Lord, too, but you see what happened to them, don't you?
Well, it's hilarious, man. What you told me is funny, and you won't tell me what you've eaten.
Holy
sheet.
Because,
I mean, I'm sure there's people out here that want to cry.
Let me tell you something. You come down here, and you look at this mess in my bed, and I'll be damned if a tear don't come from your eye. Your nose might start bleeding too. All right, I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you back, you sorry son of a bitch. I'll call you later. Bye.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.